What's up, everybody? Mr. Hey Vicious here. Do you know what I like best about being a MGTOW? That's right, money. Money. We all have to have money. Since I became a MGTOW and went my own way, you know, I'm able to save up money like this. And I advise a lot of you people out there, stay single, and you'll have money like this. Trust me. Because when you're in a relationship with a woman, just in the relationship, or you're in a marriage, your wallet's going to look like this. With a little bit of change in there, if you can get to it. Yeah, hopefully, you know, maybe, if you're lucky, you can buy a soda with that. But, it's always good to save your money. People say, well, saving money is for losers. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a smart thing to do. What if shit hits the fan? What if your car breaks down? What if something breaks or something? What if you get hurt? Anything could happen. It bugs the shit out of me when people don't save their money. The moment they get paid, they have to spend it all. All that week, they have to spend it until it's gone. And then they wonder why they're short on paying their bills, or their girlfriend that they're cohabitating with always nagging at my work, man. I used to hear these stories all the fucking time. Or, yeah, I'm late to work because my fucking chick, man, she got on my face and everything because she needed to pay a bill and all this fucking shit. But then, yeah, she wanted me to take her out to somewhere special and fancy, and then now I don't have any cash to pay the bill and blah, blah, blah. I have to keep her happy. I was like, oh, fuck. You don't have to do anything like that. This is why I don't want to cohabitate with a woman. I don't want to be in a relationship with a woman. I do not want it, period. It's always good to save your money and then invest in it. This is why I loved Tom Lankus. I loved his show because he would always talk about investing your money and how great it is being alone. And you can go to the store and buy whatever you want, all the junk food you want, without your fucking wife nagging about what you're eating and all this shit. And then you can go to the car store, you know what I mean? You can go to the dealership or whatever. You can go and buy a new car if you wanted to without her saying, oh, no, you need to buy me something or something. You know what I mean? No. Fuck that shit, because they only want you to spend your money, your hard-earned money, on her. That's it. And what's funny, too, a lot of people that I worked with, they have a girlfriend. They live together, and she has a job. A fucking full-time job, and then she's over here asking him for money. I had this one guy always telling me this, and so off. Frickin' Megan or whatever. Let's just call her Megan. Frickin' Megan, man. She's over here asking for $20 here and there. I was like, and I told her, what the fuck do you do with your money? We both work at, and yes, they did. They both worked at the same glass shop together. They did. She's like, oh, you're fucking... But they didn't have it work together, you know what I mean? In the same shop, but you know what? The same company, but at another shop. But, you know, it only happened a couple of times when, you know, they would work together. But he would always complain about it. Yeah, she was making decent money. She didn't have to fucking bum and ask money from that guy. I mean, what the problem was, and I told him, I was like, women don't want to spend their fucking money. They want to spend your money. She thinks just because she spreaded her legs last night that you owe her that. That's why they do this. You know she has money in her pocket. She just wants to spend your money. Because she knows that you're going to give it up to her. Gee, I'm glad I am not in those situations. Shit, I take my money just like Tom Lankus used to tell everyone. Take your money, you know what I mean? Save your money, whatever, do whatever. Save up, invest it in something, like gold, silver, invest it in something. So you can flip it and make more money. And that's exactly what I did. After my last girlfriend left me, I had a pile of cash that I was willing to invest in. So, you know, before I even met my last girlfriend, I was, you know, screwing around on the internet, you know, with you know, husbands wanted me to F their wife and all this fucking shit, you know what I mean? Just plow their wife while they watched and all this, and I'm going to these orgies and gangbangs, and after my girlfriend left me, I went through a couple more parties, you know what I mean, sex parties. Did a couple of swinging sessions with some couples and, you know, or whatever. Meeting girls in the jack-off room in the adult bookstore, you name it. I just sat there and thought about it, like, you know, I'm fucking make money off of this. So I took my money and I invested in a couple of moist holes out there, actually more than a couple of moist holes, and then I flipped it and made a profit off it. Sent it off to the internet and made some profit. I'm not making as much as I am now. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm not making as much in my adult business right now because I haven't been productive. Because there was an HIV scare here not too long ago at a salon. Because I guess they used to do Botox or something. Some needle they used to pump into the lips or whatever in the face just to make the woman feel young again or whatever. And then they had this other option where they had this machine that went like this, went bzzz with a bunch of needles, and all it did was just smoothed out the imperfections on your face, because it did puncture your skin. And then when it cured, it would get rid of all the wrinkles and stuff like that, supposedly. So they weren't sanitary. They didn't even bother to clean that shit. So a woman went in there with HIV, and then it got on the needles, her blood got on the needles, and when the next person came, and she caught it, and then the next, and the next, and the next, and they're all girls, because men don't go into salons and do shit like that. We go to barber shops, and then we go to wherever, you know, to get a shave or a haircut or something. Well, when I heard that on the news, and not very many people have heard this, and that's what scares the shit out of me. You know, they could be walking around with this virus and not even know it. That scared the shit out of me, so I dropped doing, you know, adult films and stuff. And even doing video with balloon fetishes, you know, that doesn't involve any sex or anything like that. But I know what happens after the shoot. Even though we didn't have sex on film, I didn't pay her to do that. Yeah, she's gonna wanna hang out and talk a little bit, maybe have a few drinks, and then she's gonna wind up, you know what happens. That's usually what happens. So I stayed away from it for about a year and a half. So I haven't been making money. Back when I was making money, I had a YouTube channel. It was called Vicious Pictures. And yes, it was, my channel was a mix of everything. I mean, I couldn't call it MGTOW back then because it wasn't. It was Lycus 101, pretty much. And I was preaching, you know, the words of Tom Lycus and saving money and all this shit. You know how it works. That was one part of my channel. And then my other part was promoting my adult films. You know, with the balloon fetishes and stuff. And my stuff is all PG-13 stuff. And then what I'm talking about is it just showed girls in bikinis popping balloons. Big fucking whoop. So that's one of the reasons why I got my channel axed. And you look on YouTube now, look up balloon fetishes, you'll still see the same content I was producing back then. You'll still see it today. And their channels hasn't got axed. That's some fucking bullshit. Well, back then I had more subscribers than I do now. I mean, I had a shitload. I mean, I had funny videos, you know what I mean? I had videos where I'm just hanging out with my friends and we're shooting the shit, playing cards and stuff. And my channel had everything on it. We did cinnamon challenges and all that shit, all that good stuff. I just didn't do just one thing, you know, like on my channel now. All I talk about is MGTOW and all this stuff. But back then, though, that's when I was making money, because people would ask for my personal information. I mean, not personal, but some information about where they can find my videos and so they can watch them. And yes, I made a buttload of money. A buttload like this. And it sucks. And it sucks that people don't like to save money. It sucks. It really does. It sucks that people come to me and they borrow money. That pisses me off, because they don't pay me till about a week, 2 weeks later, which is ridiculous. I'm like, God, don't you save your money? What do you do with your goddamn money? And they're like, They're like, oh, I've got a chick at home. But I was like, I don't even want to fucking hear it. I don't even want to hear it. I was like, if you're single, you're able to save money. And shit, there's a lot of them that I knew that were single, like my brother. He's been single for a while now. And he can't save money. That's the only thing that's bad about my older brother. He always made more money than me, but he always had a problem of saving money. The moment he got money, he just has to spend it. I don't know why. It just doesn't make any sense. And then he's short when he can't pay a bill or whatever. Just like when his second marriage, he was short, you know, paying off the wedding. He was $2,000 short. Just because, you know, they even sold a car for $10,000. And him and his wife, they go on this little vacation out somewhere, and they fucking blow all the money. And then they were $2,000 short, you know, to pay off the wedding. That is ridiculous. I mean, $10,000 just like that. God, there's many different things I could have done with that money. Like make an investment, do something. Go to your local gun store, buy one of your favorite toys. I mean, come on. That's why I have this, is for shit hits the fan. That's kind of like a fuck you fund. Like if I have to tell my boss to go fly a kite or something, you know, I'll be fine. It'll hold me until I find another job. It's that simple. And I don't understand why single men out there who don't have girlfriends and they can't save money. Guys out there, save your money. Save it as much as you can. My friend was talking on Facebook. And he's always had hard times. And he was saying, yeah, brothers, this is what I'm going to do. Every paycheck, I'm going to take $5 out of my paycheck and put it in a little coffee can. Every paycheck. And all of his friends were like, wow, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. I'm going to start doing that. And then I say, why don't you try $100? Try it. And their friends, my friend's friends just flipped out on me on Facebook. Hey, man, what the hell? Not all of us could do that. I was like, well, then drop one of your habits. Stop smoking weed. Stop drinking. Close down the cable. You know, drop something. Then you'll be able to do that. You know, drop the cable, drop the smoking, whatever. Drop your girlfriend. I mean, get rid of them. You know? Leave them. But, shit. You know, that bugs, though. When someone wants to bump cash off of you and then they'll get you back in like 2 weeks. It's like, God. Then to get them to leave me alone, this is what I did. I was like, you know, I'm gonna charge you guys interest now. They're like, oh fuck, forget it, man. I was like, yeah, forget it. Jesus, learn how to save money, God. And leave your girlfriend, because I hear you in the back screaming and yelling about her, how you don't have money to pay the bills because you spend it on her. But yeah, that's one reason why I like being a MGTOW, is to be able to have money. Bottom line, we can't survive without money. I'm gonna start investing in gold and silver. Can't wait for that. That's where some of this money is going. And when this HIV scare, you know, blows over, I'm gonna get back into doing that, because I miss making money in that field. I really, really do. That's like the funnest job in the world. It's fun. Well, I'm gonna wrap up this video. So, you MGTOWs out there, save as much money as you can, invest in gold, or flip it for a profit, do something, go buy your favorite toys. Whatever. Because that's what single life is all about. You know what I mean? Pleasing you, pleasing yourself. Not some selfish thottie out there that's gonna take and take and take and take while she's with you, and then she's got a monkey branch on the next guy, and then since she cohabitated with you, because even if you cohabitate with a woman, even though you're not married, she can still take your shit. Not only she's taking your money while she's with you, she can still take your shit. Seriously. She'll take all your shit and then monkey branch to the next guy. And then your wallet will look like this. Like all married and and men go, are cohabitating with women. That's how their wallets look. The moment they get paid, it's gone. They don't have money for themselves. It sucks. Sometimes I do want to feel sorry for these people, for these men, but at the same time I don't. Because these are the same men that are making fun of me and the other MGTOWs out there. These are the same damn fools. You know, there's a side of me that wants to feel sorry for them, and there's a side of me that I don't want to feel sorry for them. I mean, they're putting themselves there. They're the dumbass doing it. So guys, stay single out there. Go MGTOW, and you'll have wads of cash like this. I'm Mr. A Vicious, signing off.